For KASU News, I'm News Director Jonathan Reeves. On May 17th, Arkansas State University announced that Dr. Kelly Damphus would become the next chancellor of the Jonesboro campus. He starts July 1st. He's been at the University of Oklahoma since 1997 and has been the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. The college is the university's largest and most diverse, with an annual budget of $100 million, 31 academic and research units offering 60 degrees, 1,000 full-time faculty and staff, and more than 9,000 students. He was previously associate dean of the college for 9 years and also served as the University of Oklahoma's faculty athletics representative to the Big 12 Conference in the NCAA since 2012. And, of course, he's joining us on the phone lines here. Dr. Damphus, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to KASU.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm happy to be there. We can't wait to get there in July.
Now, when you're one of three finalists that formally interviewed for the position of chancellor. You came on the campus May 10th and 11th, and of course that interview process included a series of meetings with a 21-member search advisory committee, as well as faculty, staff, students, and community members. You also had a community meet and greet that took place at the Student Union, as well as a tour of the campus and a tour of Jonesboro. After all that was over, and that happened over a two-day period, what were your initial thoughts after those first 2 days?
I will say I didn't know a whole lot about Jonesboro, about the campus. You know, you try to learn when you go into these things. You try to learn about the place you're going to online. But it's really hard to do to get a real good grasp of what the place is like online, although I will say that A-State's website and the social media presence is really, really strong. But once you get on campus, you really get a feel for it, and to get into the town. And I was, my wife and I were both pleasantly surprised by the city itself and the amenities that are there. And then the campus we thought was just beautiful. And it has a unique architecture and a real consistent architectural style. So many campuses have, over the years, have evolved in what their architecture looks like. And we thought that we loved the consistency of the architecture there. And then met with, of course, faculty and staff and deans and administrators, but meeting with the students was probably the clincher for us, because they were such positive ambassadors for the university. And I really think you get a sense of a university by talking to students, and they were so enthusiastic about the reason they came to A-State and what they loved about the place. And they sold Beth and me on A-State over the little lunch meeting that we had with them. Was really the clincher for us. And so the tours were great, and we didn't get a chance to see much of campus because it was pretty abbreviated. But really, it was meeting the students that really made a big difference for us.
And what was it about that meeting that just said, you know what, this is a place we want to be, when you're meeting with those students?
Well, I just felt like there was a real enthusiasm for A-State. I didn't feel like, sometimes you talk to students, they said, well, it was my second choice, and, you know, I came here, and it's okay. But these students, and I know these are probably the cream of the crop students, but they were extremely enthusiastic about it. And one of their concerns was kind of interesting, a real mature concern, was about the fact that campus kind of empties out on Friday afternoon, and there's no one here on the weekend. And they were, that's what their questions were about, and that's something really, really interests me, is about creating a culture on campus where people want to be there all the time. And we had some really kind of deep conversations about, you know, how do we get students to stay in Jonesboro on the weekend and on campus, and to increase student life activities on the weekend. And so it was a really mature conversation. You could tell that they weren't complaining about anything. They were just, they had this thought that really, we should try to figure out a way to get students to stay more on the weekend. And so it was just really inspiring. And they talked about how much they loved their professors and their degrees. And a couple of them were going to do a study abroad program, which is really, I'm really passionate about study abroad. And so it was just a very stimulating conversation.
The current interim chancellor, Dr. Doug Whitlock, also participated in the process in searching for a new chancellor. And as you know, he was brought in for a year to bring an outsider's perspective of issues that the campus faced and to try to address some of those issues. I'm sure you've had a chance to talk with Dr. Whitlock about some of those things. What are some of the things y'all been talking about?
Well, Doug and Joanne as well have been tremendous in the past couple of weeks, helping us transition into the new role. And I'm you know, I have two transitions going on, transitioning out of OU and trying to put business to bed here. But at the same time, I'm working there and trying to, you know, learn who I need to meet with when I get there and so on. And Doug's been really helpful, helping me learn about the culture at A-State and identifying people that I need to talk to when I get to Jonesboro, both on campus and off. And then making sure that I'm aware of issues that a chancellor needs to be aware of. And so he's been incredibly helpful. He's been in Jonesboro for a year, but he's been a president before, so he understands the transition needs and what a president needs to know coming in. So he, and then Joanne's been very gracious about helping us learn about the chancellor's residence and about, you know, being a first lady for Beth and things like that. And so both of them have been extremely helpful. I'm so thankful to have someone with his maturity and also the great respect people have for him helping us kind of make that transition in.
Now, with him being an outsider, well, some people said that that was probably an advantage because you could bring some perspective and see things that maybe people here at Arkansas State may not see. Do you think that will also help you as well coming in from the outside, kind of looking in? Do you think that will help you as well in your job?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different philosophies about who you should hire for a position like this. And I think there's something, a lot to be said about people who are already there and can really hit the ground running and already know how things work. So internal candidates can be very attractive. The opposite is also true, that external candidates can bring, you know, a different perspective. And what external candidates bring, this is what I hope to bring, is just asking the question why a lot. And why do we do this and why do we do that and what is happening here? And I think sometimes when you're in the middle of doing something, especially if you're doing it for a long time, and, you know, academia kind of runs in a cycle. Every May you do what you did last May, and every fall you do what you did last fall. And sometimes it's helpful to have someone say, why are we doing this? It's helpful to explain why we're doing it. And sometimes as you're explaining, you're saying, you know what? Maybe we could do it another way as you're explaining it. So I'm not, I certainly am not going in there with any expectations of making tremendous changes, because I respect the culture and the tradition of how we do things there. But sometimes an external candidate can cause the people who have been doing those things for a while to ask themselves why they're doing this, and can make some changes that can be more positive. Sometimes having an external person also stimulates people to think, hey, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but we couldn't convince people to do it. Maybe we can do it now with a new person. And so there's a lot of energy around a new person coming in. But what's really important is for the new person, and I really want to fulfill this, is the new person can't come in saying we're going to change everything, especially change for the sake of change. That's just not my, that's just not how I operate. A-Space has been going for a long time. Before I got there, it'll go a long time after I'll leave. And I want to certainly have an impact on it, but I'm not going to go in there and start changing things right away, because you have to respect the process.
Dr. Kelly Damphis is the new chancellor for Arkansas State University's Jonesboro campus. He'll be coming in July 1st. He joins us here on KASU. Just a few more questions for you. You know, a lot of people talked about President Trump's first 100 days recently, so I'll just throw this question to you. What do you hope to accomplish in your first 100 days here at Arkansas State?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, 100 days will go by very quickly, but there's a few things I've already got on my radar. First is, you know, we're going to move in to town and try to get involved in the town as much as possible. You know, try to find a church to attend and figure out where all the local shops and stores are and try to get involved with the local community. I have created a list of 100 people I want to meet in the first 100 days. So you mentioned the 100 days. I've been thinking about the same thing. And so that list includes faculty, members of the Faculty Senate, staff members, board of trustees, local government officials, people from the community, and so on. Just people that I want to meet so I can get to know them. I think that there's there's always some uncertainty about a new person coming in to a position like this. So I want to make sure I meet with as many people as possible so they get to know me personally, and I can relieve some of that anxiety. A lot of the anxiety is around uncertainty. And I think if people get to meet me and to meet my wife, we tend to operate as a team. We've been together for 31 years. And so if we can show them who we are and that people can trust our intentions, I think we can go a long way towards making that transition work more easily. One of my biggest goals is to be looking at our student body to make sure I understand the recruiting process, and also to make sure that I understand how the efforts we're doing to retain our students. So, you know, we spend a lot of money, a lot of resources bringing students to A-State, but if they don't stay, if they don't graduate, we've wasted some of those resources. And so I want to really look really closely at that. I know we've got people who are already looking at that, and they're on my meeting agenda, but that'll be a top priority for me. Also learning more about Querétaro, the Querétaro campus. It's something that is still a bit of a mystery to me because I'm certainly an outsider and a newcomer to it, but I'm going to actually travel down there to visit the place so I get a good sense of what's happening down there.
What are some other priorities and goals that you have for Arkansas State as you move forward into the future?
Well, you know, I think that athletics is a huge opportunity for us. We've got an outstanding athletics program, and I think that if we can build on that, that really helps get our brand out beyond the borders of Arkansas State. I think we want to do a really good job of recruiting Arkansas high school students to come to Arkansas State, that this is a place that they see as a top-notch destination. I think that working on relationships between my office and our team with the faculty and the staff to make sure that they feel like they're part of the process is a huge responsibility that I'll have in the first little while. Because I just believe in the importance of shared governance, and it's so important for me that the staff and the faculty and the students and our alumni and our friends all understand what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, that we're all rowing in the same direction, and that they believe in the mission of the university, because I can't do everything that A-State needs to be done. It needs to be everybody, and everyone needs to know what needs to be done. We need to create a strategic plan, which some people look at and say, you know, roll their eyes and think there'll be a lot of work that ends up with a report that sits on someone's desk. But we desperately need a plan of action, because if you aim at nothing, you're certainly likely to hit it. And so we need to have some goals set up. And that planning process starts with the faculty and staff, and the students and the alumni. And so that's a huge responsibility for me, is to get those relationships squared away as soon as possible.
And one of the things that Dr. Wedlock did while he was here was to help heal wounds from the past. And I know you've stated that you didn't want to focus on past things that happened, but how do you continue that healing among faculty and staff on campus? Is shared governance a part of that?
It has to be part of that. And I don't want to get into the past, but I think that any chancellor or any leader of any organization benefits from having a very transparent operation manner. People need to know what's happening in the upper administration, but also needs to have an open way of communicating. And A-State is small enough where people ought to know who the chancellor is and ought to be able to know how to get a hold of the chancellor and talk to the chancellor. And that'll be a fundamental goal for me, is to open those lines of communication and keep them open. And so Beth and I will be working really hard on creating opportunities for me and her to interact with as many parts of the campus and our external constituencies as possible, so that they know who we are, we know who they are, we know what they want us to do, we know what their goals are, they know what our goals are, and that we're all in the same direction. And it's also a two-way street. I need to learn from others about what they think we should be doing. And they've been here a lot longer than I have, and they probably have some really good ideas that may not have been tested before. And this may be a good opportunity to kind of bring those things to light.
One final question, Dr. Danfus. In your view, what specific challenges do higher education face, and how should those challenges be addressed?
Well, the biggest challenge, there's several challenges. One of the larger challenges is people not understanding the value of college education anymore. There is a tendency among folks to look at the cost of education and the benefits of it, and to say it's just getting too expensive now, and that people are getting costed out of education, and then you get a degree that may not make you any more qualified for a job that's waiting out there, and that's actually a fallacy, but it's a myth that we have to overcome. The benefits of higher education are tremendous, not just monetarily, but in the creation of citizenship and creating people who understand and can appreciate the world around them. That's what higher education brings. And so overcoming that myth of college not being worth it anymore is a huge problem. That's actually a huge role for the chancellor and for higher education as a whole to make sure people understand the importance of higher education and what the benefits it can bring to you. And I, like Chancellor Whitlock, he and I are both first-generation college students, and we both understand the huge impact that higher education made on our own personal lives. But related to that is the bigger crisis is the cost of education because of, in the case of public institutions like A-State, diminishing resources from the state have resulted in increasing tuition costs to the students and to their parents. And so the challenge is diminishing resources, increasing costs, and then the impact that has on students. And especially what happens if you're not careful is that not all students who are qualified to go to college are able to go to college because of the cost. And so the responsibility of the university then is to make sure that we work very closely with our private donors and partners and alumni and friends of the university who can help us with scholarship support and help us to retain our top quality faculty through in the creation of endowed professorships and chairs and things like that. So what is happening now, the job of a chancellor is increasingly about trying to find additional resources to supplement what the state used to provide.
Dr. Kelly Danfus, the new chancellor for Arkansas State University, Jonesboro, who will be coming in July 1st. Thank you so much for your time. Look forward to future conversations with you.
I can't wait to get there. Beth and I are excited about the move.
And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.